Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope you will enjoy a cup as we visit on this summer day. We start this morning with a verse from Job, chapter 12, verse 7 through 10. But ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds in the sky, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and let it teach you, or let the fish in the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature and the breath of all mankind. I am happy to report the hummingbirds, cardinals, goldfinch, house wrens, bluebirds, robins, doves, etc. are back in full force with a very hungry tummy. It seems we are constantly filling the sweetened water for the hummingbirds in the feeders, and the other birds wait very impatiently on the limbs of nearby trees waiting for their opportunity to grab a seed or two or three. The flowers in the front yard are blooming out. Even the puny vinca looks happy and colorful. The hanging basket of petunias hasn't dried up and died, which is what I expected. Tomatoes are very green and leafy, but not much in the way of tomatoes quite yet. The back deck off the kitchen is really quite colorful. I can plant a greater variety there in pots because the deer can't get to them. Although someone of the animal kingdom got into my big pot of impatience and had a lovely dinner, I can't for the life of me figure that one out. It would have had to go through the fence, climb two sets of stairs, cross the porch downstairs, and stand on its hind legs to reach the tender blooms. I didn't think the usual culprits, that is, squirrels, chipmunks, or birds of the air, made impatience the center of their diet. I thought about a rabbit, but it would be a long haul for a dinner. David's Sunday podcast on the summer reading series, The Book of Nature, The Astonishing Beauty of God's First Sacred Text by Barbara Mahaney, brings to mind God's gift of nature and all there is to learn from it. Experiencing and being a part of nature, the earth, the sky, the air, the water, living in them, feeling, touching, watching, smelling, all our senses engaged in the magnificent beauty of God's creation, reminds us of his attention to beauty he gifted us. The author points out so many present-day humans, especially the young ones, have lost awareness, mystery, and wonder of nature simply because it is not in their life experience. Too much time looking at a screen instead of enjoying the outside. The words in this book spoke to me. I realize there is a yearning in my being to be in the nature of this world. I have memories of the excitement of summer and running barefoot in the grass and along dirt roads and the stream close by, laying in grass with a friend in the dark on a clear summer night and picking out the North Star constellations and wondering about the mysteries of the moon. Feeling the rare wonder of snowflakes floating to earth and melting on my upturned face. And yes, catching lightning bugs in a jar. As I reflect on this, I realize in recent years, since our move from our house in the woods in Rockdale to a subdivision in Johns Creek, I have become less and less engaged with the beauty of God's first sacred text. Until this year. For whatever reason, I have put a lot of energy into making the yard colorful this year. I've thought about doing this and that for several years, yes, years, but, well, I didn't. I just daydreamed from my windows. But this year I went in with all fours, and frankly I am finding pulling random weeds, deadheading flowering plants, spraying for a black spot and leaf rust, as well as fertilizing and watering when needed, have become very calming pastimes. I find myself talking to the pretty plants and to God about how beautiful they are and thanking Him. Of course, there is the battle of the deer, but so far, spraying the foul-smelling liquid repel away has held off an all-out assault. And you can't get too mad about it with every spare piece of tree-filled land being cleared out for another building project. Where are they to forage if not in our yards? The pleasure I am getting to experience now is because I have taken over the work of nurturing nature in my little yard. In the last few years, I piddled with the vegetable garden, but honestly, George did most of the work. I hadn't enjoyed it because I hadn't taken care of it. I hadn't put in the time. I hadn't worked in the garden. Work is necessary. Effort is necessary to stay connected to nature in this world you and I live in, city life. To enjoy the fruit of our labors, the satisfaction of preparing the earth, planting seeds and seedlings, watering and protecting the small immature plantings, brings a smile when you see, smell, taste, touch the beauty that results. Dirty hands, sweating brow, patiently waiting, and consistently watering and protecting results in the pure, complete satisfaction and joy of the first tomato, squash, flower, seeing the butterfly, hummingbird, and bees, and the beauty of the landscape your work has rewarded you with. I hadn't enjoyed the garden because I hadn't taken care of it. I hadn't put in the time. I hadn't worked the garden. The flowers I have learned in this last few months take time, take sweat, take setting aside the minutes to spray, trim, water, fertilize. If you don't tend the garden, the flowers will cease bloom. The weeds will take over. The disease will kill the plants. You will still have a garden, but it will not be what it could be. The thought came to me. Our relationship with the Lord is like a beautiful, bountiful garden. The Lord will be with you. He won't leave or forsake you. You will feel His comfort and love and patience and strength. But for the relationship to grow, to be all He wants us to have, it takes time. It takes our effort, too. So spend time talking to the Lord. It's easy while watching a waterfall on a day trip to the mountains, or a day at the beach or camping under the stars. Perhaps spend time in nature in a corner of your yard or your garden of potted flowers and perhaps a tomato plant or two on your deck or the balcony of your apartment. And perhaps as you relax in nature, wherever you choose, spend time in His garden of words and see what you might learn that will enrich your relationship with Him. Let us pray. On this summer day, so much of nature is available to us. Urge our spirits to walk or experience nature at a park or in our own yard and notice the work of the bees, the birds, the butterflies. Help us to realize the importance of giving our time and effort to our relationship with You. In Your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.